Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
This is the Big Biz Show. What's so funny about investing money, you ask?
Play ball.
The Big Biz Show with Russ and Sully hope to answer that. Top-rated, insightful financial analysis. If you're looking for insightful financial perspective on key market strategies, keep looking. I told you, this is the Big Biz Show. Hello. This is Russ and Sully.
CEO of Peter Zion.
Peter, how are you, bud? Good
great.
To see you.
Thank you.
Russ, are you excited?
I'm very excited.
We're back.
Yep. Yeah. You excited? Of course. And of course, you're watching our show, in the last 10 minutes, this beer was introduced to the world in the last 10 minutes.
Yes.
And it is called Ale Smith.
It's our collaboration with Stone Brewing called Gregarious Nature.
Gregarious N.
It's an IPA.
All right.
Sounds bad. Sounds like I'm doing something terrible.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Gregarious because of the friendship and the camaraderie between Ale Smith and Stone for 22 years. We're in our 23rd year.
You know, so let's talk about you guys because
oh, my favorite subject.
Yeah, well, I know. And we met you guys a couple years ago when you had moved in from a smaller facility, right?
Right.
How long has Ale Smith been around? And talk to us about that.
Yeah, we were founded in 1995, two blocks to the east here in 3,230 square feet. And fast forward 23 years, we're in 109,000 square feet and have the largest tasting room in California.
Nice.
Honored, humbled to just be killing it here in San Diego, California.
Yeah, and if you're watching us in New York City or Boston, we've interviewed breweries all over the country a number of times. This is really the best backdrop we've ever had. In fact, we'd like to do the show here every day, Peter.
So you're welcome to be here every day.
In fact, we can even do an America Trends show here, right, Emmy?
The
business of beer. Okay, let's talk about microbrewing because San Diego has become the microbrew capital of the world somewhat. When we met you, there was 119. Now that number's has had to have increased.
We swelled to, I believe, 160.
Wow!
But tiny bit of softening in the market has cost a few breweries to be in existence. We've lost 8 breweries in San Diego this year.
Well,
so
you're going to see some attrition like that because everybody's throwing their hat in the ring, right?
There's no business that just goes up, and if there is, I want to get in it. You know, I mean, it's cyclical and. And it's softened, but it's still great for us. We're putting up a 20% growth number for 2018. We've got a lot of changes coming in 2019, a little more change than most are used to seeing from Ale Smith. We got some new beers coming out.
Well, this one coming out at this time of the year and not tasting like pumpkin spice is a blessing.
God. You will never find
taste like November.
You will never find a pumpkin spice beer coming out.
Although they are making a Starbucks-like cup. At Ale Smith, so when you take it home, it looks like you're drinking a pumpkin spice at work, after all. San Diego Brewers Guild came up with an economic impact report a couple years ago, and it talked about just how much money in taxes, how much economic impact. You are creating an economic impact the size of Comic-Con every year.
Actually,
as an industry,
larger than Comic-Con.
So now it's larger than Comic-Con.
Yes.
Talk about the numbers.
The revenue generated from San Diego Beer Week is larger than Comic-Con. And
really?
That came out in 2014, I believe, that report. And we continue to just create jobs. They say for every brewery worker, we create 5 ancillary jobs in other industries. So we're at 72 people here, and we've hired 50 in the last 3 years.
That's economic impact, exactly.
Yeah. But the costumes aren't as nice.
cosplay, they call it.
Yeah,
the
I like
cosplay.
That. Yeah.
That's true.
I don't know.
Well, maybe later
at night. Later at night it happens.
Man, we just missed Halloween, too. Well, I'll think of something.
Peter, one of the things about your brewery is that you go from grain to beer to wort, or grain to wort to beer to spent grain to cheese.
Nice.
Yeah. I like the way you put that.
Okay, and so it's grain to wort to beer to spent grain to cheese. Yeah. The reason I say that
there's
is because...
There's a cow in there somewhere.
Well, because there is a dairy that is assigned to you, or that comes and picks up your spent oatmeal, right?
One of two dairies we have left here in San Diego, Frank Conan Dairy. Great guy out in the San Pasqual Valley on the way to Safari Park. The cows eat the spent grain, and he gets milk, sells it to the co-op. Eventually, I'll be buying that milk and making it cheese.
Because Cheese Smith, honest to goodness, Cheese Smith is now in. Remember when he brought cheese out a couple years ago? Yeah. That was the infancy. He'd go home and make some cheese.
Yeah.
Right?
But now I'm making it in my commercial creamery approved by the Department of Agriculture.
So Cheese Smith is going to be a thing.
Yeah, there's samples right over here off camera for you.
You're going to be making soaps and essential oils and all kinds of things.
I tried that. I bake, I roast coffee, I make mustards.
Okay, I have to ask you this. I'm surprised.
I like making lots
we
of
want
stuff.
To be his friend.
Peter Zion is with us. He is the CEO of Alesmith Brewing, and we're here in San Diego. In fact, you can go to alesmith.com. I'm sure you've seen it on the shelves.
Yeah.
Before I get to this next question, I can't believe Russ hasn't asked you yet. How many states are you in? How many stores are you in now?
I was just going to ask.
28 states, Rusty, and 6 countries. And cheese samples have now
28
appeared.
States and 6 countries.
So that's batch number 1, Cheese Smith.
Both came from the same freaking place. Freaking, is that okay? I said freaking. You miss her. Yeah, cheese in your ears.
So, here's my question.
Pass it over.
Has the world, that's fantastic. What is that again?
It's a queso fresco, a simple Latin cheese that I made on Tuesday. Much more to follow.
That's perfect.
Go ahead.
You guys don't need it.
Where's your queso? Yeah.
Queso fresco is Russ's gang name.
Queso fresco. Don't mess with me, man.
Well, so the world of cannabis has taken over the investment industry.
Oh, that's good.
And of course, there is this cannabinoid talk. When is there going to... I can't believe Russ hasn't bugged you about this.
I got a mouthful of cheese.
Has the doorbell been ringing about you creating a cannabis beer yet?
Yeah, well, it actually started when we started making that beer for Sublime and all the potheads showed up here. But
food truck gets emptied out in 10 minutes.
But I don't,
the Pringles truck out back.
You know, maybe.
Are people asking about that?
Yeah.
I mean, is there
absolutely
a demand for that?
Yeah, there is.
But you have to take the alcohol out. You brew it with the alcohol in. Take the alcohol out.
How do you know this?
A little THC. I read about it on the internet.
Stop. I know. How do you know
Siri,
this?
Siri, tell me about cannabis.
Then Russ's face shows up on the deal.
But yeah, it can be done. But again, it's Bass Ackwards. There's no alcohol in it.
Peter, talk about, so industry-wise, with respect to here in San Diego, it's pretty interesting. Your culture is there's a room for everybody.
Yeah.
So, and there always has been. Mm-hmm. I mean, we broadcast at Hess Brewery. We've broadcast here. What's interesting about this thing is that you guys, there's a spirit of competition in the free market, but there isn't a spirit of competition between you. You guys actually help each other.
Correct. Yeah.
You're actually brewing beer here for other brewers, right?
Yep, we are.
And what's the biggest reason that the ones that do leave? Are they just ass wagons? You can't work with them? Or you just have to...
ass wagon is a technical term.
Bad management, maybe?
You know, until you really sit in the owner's seat, you really don't know the decisions that were made and what they led to. But, you know, we all have to make our place. But, you know, you're right. We call each other compatriots here. We're not competitors.
No.
When it comes to the contest, sure, we all want to win, but when we need to help each other, we do. And San Diego, I think, has really become a great craft capital because of that.
Isn't San Diego Beer Week starting now?
It does. It starts tonight at 7 p.m. We're going to be doing a toast.
Better get going.
Yeah, no, we're the viewers at 7 p.m., and we've started Beer Week. 10 days, which is a long week, full of hundreds and hundreds of events. We have the Speedway Grand Prix coming here. This year is a special treat. A race car owning friend of mine is going to park a BMW E30 M3 right here.
Right here.
1985 actual racing car. And
You have your Speedway Grand Prix beer.
Yeah.
And that's three days of
crazy variations.
Speedway stout, right?
Of our 12% stout.
And that starts a week from now, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So will you have the race car here for that?
Yeah. It arrives next Tuesday. We'll be driving it right in here.
You know, this is turning into a destination because between the speakeasy, between the race car, let's not forget the Tony Gwynn Museum.
Gwynn,
if you were a baseball fan, this is the legitimate official Tony Gwynn Museum
Correct.
Is here inside of Aspen. Yep. Talk about that.
Yeah, we have things that will end up in Cooperstown, but for now they're here. We have first hit balls, we have silver bats, gold gloves, MVP rings, World Series rings, well, two of them, and all his all-star appearances. A lot of pictures, a lot of, you'll really feel the presence of Tony when you walk into that room, and it's all free.
And the Tony Gwynn
yeah.
ale.
And then you can come out of the and go to the bar and taste a beer that we didn't brew for Tony. We brewed with Tony.
Yeah, he didn't. He was a part of this before he passed.
San Diego Pale Ale 394. Roughly half of what we do here is that beer now.
394.
So it's just taken off like crazy.
And by the way, if you know on a national basis, 394 is rated as high as any beer, any craft beer in the country. I mean, you've won out so many things off of that one.
Well, it's certainly enjoyed by many, and we. Going to keep pushing for that. We have some new variations of it coming out, a little higher alcohol one.
Wow.
We have an off-season one, we're calling. It's coming out. There's a new craze for little hazy beers now, not filtered real clear.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have a hazy 394 coming out next month.
What's the story behind that? We're going to talk to one of your brewmasters here in a bit.
Ryan, I'll tell you all about
that. What's the story behind the hazy beer craze?
You know, about 2 years ago, out of the East Coast, someone made a hazy IPA. It looked like apricot juice. You couldn't see through it. It was thick. They're calling it juicy. But what we saw was an incredible hop character come out of it, and I'm on board. I love it.
I like it. All right. Peter Zion, our guest, Peter Zion, CEO of Ale Sense. We're going to see him again in a little bit, but everything you need to know about the beer industry. As right here, San Diego Beer Week starts right here in San Diego, California. But no doubt where you're watching us from or listening to us from, there is a microbrew in your vicinity. If not, just go to the store and pick up some ale stuff.
There you go.
All right.
Cheers.
Sully here, Rusty Nails there, Amy Fuller from America Transit, and Peter Zion. We're continuing Big Biz Show, America Trends Biz Brew to go here from AleSmith Brewing. By the way, go to AleSmith.com. You can find everything you need to know about the Speedway Grand Prix. 3 days, 16 rare Speedway stouts from next Wednesday to next Friday, and we'll talk more about San Diego Beer Week.
Come on by.
Big Biz Show. See you in a bit.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Lay up and smoke me when I die. Anyone don't like it, you just look them in the eye. I didn't come here, I'm not leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Throw me up and smoke me when I die.
I think Ryan thinks you're serenading him. Live from Halesmith. Look at Amy's getting the idea now. She's getting giggly. There you go. That's what the show's about every week. Big Biz Show, America Trans. Biz Brew to Go. Here at Halesmith Brewing. You know, we broadcast from here probably 100 times, but we took a hiatus as we were rebuilding our new studios, and they were rebuilding their new studio. And Russ, still same guy, drunk 2 seconds into the show. Here we go. Hey, look, Ryan Crisp is here. Ryan Crisp is head of brewing operations here at Halesmith. He's 19 years old.
What?
Just got out of high school. And
his mom dropped him off with a lunchbox. I swear
to God. Dude, we met you 2 years ago, and you look exactly the same. What is? So how old?
I'm aging gracefully.
How old? How aging great? You're not aging at all. That's the point. How old were you when you started this business?
21.
How did you get in here? What was your first job?
It was cleaning kegs.
Nice. Cleaning kegs.
I got in.
Walking inside kegs.
No, you don't go inside the keg. Yeah. No, you put them on the machine.
Yeah.
Flip some levers, clean them out.
And that's how do you go from cleaning kegs? This is fantastic. You're going to be the president of this organization someday.
Owning.
Yeah. How does that happen?
Well, we were a really small company back then. I was the fifth employee. And we were making beer like the old-fashioned way. So everybody did a little of everything. I started at the bottom cleaning kegs. Then we just started growing, adding more people.
That's an opportunity for me. How many guys have come in here that you're just taking too much beer home, dude? They're taking their jug, there's a keg in the back. You're fired. Get out.
And how do we do that?
Yeah, well, that's why we were put on hiatus for a while.
Is there a back door?
We were put on hiatus for a while because of that.
I just noticed those things roll, so I could just get out of here with a keg.
That's why they're shaped like that, so you can move them around easily, right?
I think that's right.
Okay, so my question would be for you. What was, like, tell me the progression of your career on a business basis. How did that happen?
Well, so it started with the kegs. Then kind of moved into brewing, just one of the shift brewers.
Did you have to, like, tug on somebody's shirt and say, hey, can I try that? Or did they?
Maybe.
But,
you know,
there was people that are watching us. Like, listen, we have a big audience in the Armed Forces Radio Network that's 40 years old and retired, and they're trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do next. Part of this is the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
A little bit. I mean, it's also just kind of being at the right place at the right time. Like, there was the opportunity to brew. There was the opportunity to become, like, a supervisor.
And did you learn that stuff?
Going.
Did you go learn that stuff, you know, when you were off work?
At, like, the Truckmaster's Tool of Brewing?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
Down the truck stop. Well, I learned a lot on the job, but I did go to brewing school after I'd been here for a few years.
So what's that like? What's brewing school like?
So I did the American Brewers Guild program, which is in New England. It's kind of a distance program, but there's some UC. Davis has a really good one. There's a good one in Chicago that you can go to and you actually get.
You never see the movie The Intern with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway?
I know what you're talking about.
Where he's like 75 years old and he's bored and he wants to go be an intern. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to tell you right now, like, you know, 25 years from now, I'm coming to you because you'll be 33 at that point.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come to you
And I'm going to be your intern. I'm going to be a keg washing.
I'll push you to work.
75. I think that's a fantastic idea. It'd be great for the old people who just have nothing to do.
That's a dream.
It is a dream. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm interning over at Ailsmith. I think a lot of my ideas would be shot down. You get some weird ideas. You're like, no, we're not doing cupcake hop.
If you want to do cupcake.
No, but if you were 70, you'd do like some pipe tobacco, like Borkum Riff Hop.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. Ryan, can you? We talked about this with you before. Take us through. When you go from grain to oatmeal to wort to beer, how does the process? Because it's really a simple sort of recipe.
Wort, yeah. Can we change that one too? It doesn't sound.
It's wort. W-O-R-T, right? It's called wort.
I know.
It's
got it. Like thing on my back.
No, you'll learn that when you intern. It's fine. So we add water to the grain after we crush it up. We're just kind of creating a slurry or a mash, and we're basically breaking down the starch in there into simple sugars, and we're gonna rinse those out of the grain, boil it, and add hops. And then we ferment it. And
so the simple sugars is what makes it, that's what starts the process?
So
the yeast eats the sugar,
the
right?
The yeast eats the sugar. That's kind of the foundation
the sugar,
of beer.
The sugar eats the yeast.
You're going to make a cartoon script out of
that. Can I get you to play that while we're brewing?
Absolutely. That'd be great.
No, you kill yourselves by the end of the day. You go,
or me.
That would be the thing. All right, when did Russ start? Monday? What time is it? Monday at 10?
Here's the other. Sugar.
How many different types of beer do you guys brew currently?
We probably brew 20 to 30 a year that go out across the country.
Yeah.
And we do a bunch more here that just for the
But most of your business is the Tony Gwynn.
It's a big part.
Big part of this thing. Now, how do you, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, look at.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, in the other brewers that we've interviewed, like Mike Hess, for example, his Solus is everything. If you go to Stone Brewery, I don't know what it is. I'm sure it's
arrogant bastard.
Probably
arrogant.
Delicious,
right? Yeah. And the ballast point's got to be Sculpin, right?
Exactly.
So when you guys have kind of a lead thing like that, because you guys are really becoming internationally known for that, for that Tony Gwynn. And by the way, it's not Tony. They didn't make it for Tony Gwynn. They made it with Tony Gwynn, as Peter Zion told us. When you get to that point, it's tough to stray off of that, right? Because you don't want to get too far off of what's working.
It's true. It is. But you want to kind of diversify a little bit. I mean, we're honored that people like that beer so much. But tastes change, and we need to also have other options to excite people.
Well, this marriage with Stone, too, So what's wrong
with Russ's ghost?
He must have liked it.
That gives you a little international recognition, too, because Stone's over in Germany just staring at the stars, looking at it, going, oh, what can I brew up?
That's true.
And we come back with something like this
that's true.
World now gets to taste. And I tasted, and I loved it. And
clearly. Is there a female-centric... You know, I mean, look at it. I mean,
chick beer.
When you said cupcake, I'm still thinking about the cupcake hops.
No, damn.
Sorry. That's all I'm saying.
That's proprietary to him.
Lord Russell.
Yeah. To him. And by the way, this is the international symbol for Russ.
Step off.
Him.
Step off.
Thank you.
Back off.
Thank you, Ryan. Has there ever been a criteria specific beer made? Okay, we're gonna focus on
gals.
Females here. Yeah. We're gonna focus on the gals. Have you done that?
No.
I think we need to do Amy Fuller. An Amy Fuller Fuller Brett.
I feel oppressed,
Fuller belly.
Unless you start. Oh, come on.
Well, I don't know. I've just got this.
Yeah, you don't know. That's the point. Yeah, you don't, do you?
Fuller.
Well, honestly, would you ever consider doing like an affinity group, like for example, you know, baseball fan? I mean, at the beginning, that was a baseball fan beer.
That turned into
be unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, Speedway, your stout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, obviously isn't about race fans, but there's a marketing thing there.
Right.
But I mean, has any brewer? I think you guys, if anyone, you guys are always at the leading edge of the creation chain here in beer. I would say. How would that? What would that look like? What would a female-centric beer look like?
Come on, it's trending, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think in my experience, like women craft drinkers like the same thing men do.
They do.
I don't know that there's a like something specific that they prefer necessarily.
I'm holding back so many jokes.
Yeah.
Is that sexist for me to say? A little less hoppy, a little sweeter, something pink.
I don't know.
Something pink.
Yeah. You know, something red.
That's marketing, though, the whole thing, because that is really good. Yeah. But turn it pink.
Do you and your girlfriends go out and just have a beer every once in a while, or do you guys always have a Chardonnay?
Yeah, we do both. I don't want to put us in a box, Sully. But if that was
we
pink.
Do.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
There we go.
So my point is, I mean, do you guys ever go out and like go, you know?
Yes, and if there were a pink one, if there were a cupcake one, we'd be the first ones there.
You just put womankind back 50 years.
No.
Don't let her memory chase me.
All right. Ryan Crisp, Director of Brewing Operations.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for putting up with us once again.
Oh, of course. Fantastic job, by the way.
You're doing great. Girl, I got to take care of me.
Biz Brew, America Trends, and Big Biz Show to go right here from Alesmith Brewing in sunny San Diego, California. We're in 110 million broadcast homes and 150 radio stations in 175 countries. And best of all, we got Amy Fuller with us today. Second best of all, Brian Crisp.
Want more business content? You need BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. With BizVod, you can watch the business videos you want to watch when you want to watch. Search for topics that interest you. Available on Roku and Web TV, and soon on Amazon Fire, Apple TV, iOS, and Android. With BizVod, you don't have to wait for business content. You are in control with hundreds of business shows and clips available on demand. Log on to BizVod today and use promo code RADIO for your first month free. That's right, for a limited time, your first month is free with no obligation. You can cancel anytime. Membership to BizVod is only $49.95 for the year. That's less than $5 a month. Again, the promo code for your first 30 days free is RADIO. BizVod, the place for business videos on demand. Log on to bizvod.com and join today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TriedPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Nice day for a Billy Idol white wedding.
Bring in to Brian Ferry.
Here's Brian Ferry.
It is over.
That's so much different. Live from the Alesmith Brewing Company here in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air along with Biz Brew and America Trends to go. Amy Fuller here. You know, can you believe Amy Fuller's on the set with us?
No!
She smells so good. Wait, that's the beer.
That's so much pressure now.
It's the Amy Fuller belly.
Joanna Hammond is director of marketing here. Joanna, what is this? What is this called?
That's the Evil Dead Red Ale.
Evil Dead Red
Evil
Ale.
Dead Red Ale.
I thought she said Evil Dead Redhead, which would have been an ex-girlfriend of mine. One can hope.
Hi, Libby.
Okay, can I ask? Speaking of ex-girlfriends. Joanna, when did you join Alesmith?
About 9 months ago.
So you say 9 o'clock this morning.
I know.
So you've been in this big facility the whole time. They got here 3 years ago. This is sweet.
I know. It's huge. I was so impressed when I came in.
So when you come into an industry like craft beer, okay, that is on an upswing specifically in Southern California, and we're national, so, I mean, craft beer, if you go in any city, you can see that. Did you think, okay, this is going to be a dream job, super easy, or did you think, okay, now we've got to make these guys stick out from a crowd, because there is a crowd, there's a ton of traffic out there in this space, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's, even though Alesmith has a really established brand, you can never stop innovating and doing different things to really stand out, like you said, because it's such a overloaded marketplace.
How many other breweries have their own street named after them?
Yeah, no kidding.
Alesmith Court.
We're on Alesmith Court right now.
When you were coming for the job interview, was that like, because they were pitching you? They were pitching you more than you were pitching them. I know Peter.
Turn left on Alesmith Court.
What? Peter and Vicky are meticulous about their business. No, they are. I'm not kidding when I say this. And I know they did before they even do interviews. They do diligence on you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
So you were going for the job as much as they were going for you. Mm-hmm. So as you take a left on Alesmith Court, did that help? With that, like, one more check in their box?
It made me a little bit more nervous. Yeah. Like, I better bring my A game.
So what does a marketing manager do at a craft brewery organization that's retail and wholesale as well as basically in the restaurant business as well?
Pretty much everything. Social media is obviously really important.
Huge,
to us. We have a really strong Instagram and Facebook following, everyone finds out about our new beers that way,
right?
So that's something that we stay on top of. But helping the sales team, like, just get the word out about our new beers, like the one coming out today, working with the tasting room. We have tons of events all the time, especially
you
for
do have
beer
a lot.
Week.
I was on your website, and there's like two today, and I'm like already worn out.
Yeah.
You guys got a lot, and your staff is huge too.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have a lot of things going on.
We have
10
days of events for Beer Week starting today. Yeah. So there's
beer
a lot
week.
Going on.
Beer week.
It's more than a week.
Yes, it is.
Here at Alesmith Court.
Joanna Hammond is our guest. She's a marketing manager for Alesmith. And for you, when you think about the big brewer, the macro brewers, the Coors of the world, the Budweiser, who are spending a ton of money on football games and baseball games and World Series and Stanley Cup playoffs and even Olympics, you guys have to stand out somehow. And craft beer is not enough. It used to be enough. There was 10 years ago, you could say I'm a craft brewery. And that was enough because that was sort of a niche, sort of artisan type thing. Now with all the craft breweries, the fact that you talk about digital media, how do you even cut through that traffic? What's the secret to that?
I think it's just staying engaged with everybody. Like I said, social media is our strongest platform, and people just want to hear from us. They want to know what Peter's doing and
coming out?
Yeah, just feel like they're a part of who we are and that we care about them. So I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah, because who's not saying as they're driving down the street,
when's that Alesmith cheddar coming out?
When's the new cheese coming out?
What the hell?
Now, by the way, now you've got competing companies. not necessarily competing, but you have competing brands. You got AleSmith and Cheesemith. Is that going to pose a problem, or are you going to be able to take this existing base of customers and move them over to that? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I don't see them as competing at all. They complement each other. Cheese and beer go together, so it's really going to help us add to our customer base, because people who may be cheese fans, they're going to come in and try our beer, and vice versa.
You know what really goes with beer?
What?
More beer.
Yeah.
So my point. So you have 21 different beers going on at a time right now. Do you ever have to, they're your children, you're an ad campaign for this one, marketing campaign for this one? How does that work for you? How does that work?
Well, it's hard because I think each beer kind of targets a different audience. For example, the IPA, there's going to be IPA fans.
Yes.
And then next week we're releasing a barrel-aged Speedway Stout, which is a totally different type of customer who's interested in those types of beers. So we just kind of have to target people who have different, taste profiles.
Were you a beer drinker when you came here?
I was, but also a wine drinker, but I find myself every night going home and opening up a growler from Elsie.
Had a girl. Had a girl. We got her now.
But she drinks it out of a Chardonnay glass. That's the difference.
I've been converted.
She's one of us now.
So with Amy here from America Trends and with Joanna here, I got to believe that knowing Peter. So Peter brews coffee. By the way, Peter Zion, he's a coffee. He brews coffee. He roasts coffee.
Beer, coffee.
He does beer. He does cheese.
Honey. He has
honey.
Bees.
Okay, I have to believe there's a Chardonnay in the future. Don't you think?
Oh.
I mean, honestly, without...
He's a renaissance
Well, man. You know what?
If there's any people... You two could do this, by the way. If Vicky, Zion, okay? Amy and Joanna. If there was any three people that could get this done, could you imagine...
Maybe,
the dudes are in here playing cornhole out back with a beer in their hands, and suddenly the ladies are drinking Chardonnay inside.
I'll bring all my girls. Let's do this.
Well, the closest we're going to have anytime soon is a brute IPA. So that's going to be coming out.
What is a brute IPA? What does that mean?
Next year. You know, Ryan would probably, or Peter would probably be the best ones to describe it.
Nope, you're on. Sorry. Pop quiz. Brute IPA. Go! I got a song about it already.
It's an effervescent beer that's drier. It doesn't taste like a champagne, but it's a good beer that would potentially convert someone who likes champagne.
Speaking of wine, do you guys compete with that market? You must. I mean, you guys are taking a hit. I mean, look at you. You can't drink everything on a Friday night. You got to pick one or the other.
But you could try, Bob. Don't give up.
Do you find yourself competing with that market a little bit?
I mean, to a certain degree, we do have, we always want to convert people who are wine drinkers to beer. If they haven't had beer before, because I think we have a lot of beers that they would like and they just don't know it.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily call it a competitor.
No.
Because everyone, I drink wine and beer. It's just depending on what my mood is.
What is the fastest pathway for you guys to get new followers and new customers? Because you don't do traditional advertising. We're not seeing you on the wide world of sports, frankly. Those budgets are
free beer. I think free beer would work really well.
How do you find the new people?
Well, we're out in the marketplace a lot. We have a team that goes out to festivals and offers tastings at restaurants,
street fairs, and music festivals.
Yeah, and stores all the time. So that's really
a great place. Southern California, you can really start out, go to all these events, these conventions, and really get your name out there. People come from all over.
Yeah, absolutely.
The interesting part about this is that we've seen AleSmith grow into this sort of destination place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different than just doing retail advertising, right? Because you're also advertising for the events that you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
With respect to that, how far in advance do you guys have to plan for that stuff? Because I have to believe, because we have worked with other breweries around, because we are that show that surrounds itself with liquor.
No,
I think Wall Street Journal called us 15 years ago, business with a barroom slant, and that kind of took everything over. So as you think in terms of planning, you got to come up with new stuff all the time, huh? How do you do that?
We're really lucky to have someone like Peter as our owner, because he's the driving force behind a lot of our event ideas. We had a Halloween party last week that we featured Evil Dead Red, and that was one of his ideas, and it was a blast.
That makes sense.
People loved it. Yeah, so we do plan as far in advance as we can to get the word out, but Peter's always coming up with new ideas to share and kind of really inspiring us.
Do you guys ever anticipate taking the Tony Gwynn Museum, which is basically the official Tony Gwynn Museum that is domiciled here in Alesmith? Is that going to be a destination all on its own without attaching the brewery to it? Because you've got sports fans here across the country that would like it's like going to Canton, Ohio for the NFL
especially if you get a taste of the beer at the end.
Well, but
like
if you're
Tony's done, yeah.
But outside of that audience, right? I mean, are anything planned for that in the future?
You know, we haven't talked about it extensively, but I will say that people do sometimes, they don't realize that the museum is in the brewery. Mm-hmm. They sometimes call and reach out and say, "Where is the museum? We know it's near you," or whatever. So I think that just getting the word out about it and just the whole experience of coming here is, you know, kind of our goal for now.
I think a bus.
A bus?
Let's bring it on the road.
I think, yeah.
Bus, the Tony Gwynn Museum bus with a couple of taps on the back.
Mixed use, get some condos here. If you want to, who doesn't want to live on Alesmith Court? You're welcome.
Tiny homes. Let's get a couple of Sprout tiny homes. A couple of Sprout tiny homes right here in the lot.
Yeah.
I always thought that craft brewery places specifically, not bars necessarily, but craft brewery places should have places to sleep it off out back. Because you get a little
hot.
Sometimes you get a little sleepy, you want to go back in.
Yeah.
Right? It's almost like sleep
hot.
What is the favorite part of your job before we let's get out of here?
I mean, this is
other than this
generic,
today.
But every day is different. I mean, and the end of the day, I can drink beer for free.
End of the day.
So, you know, I'm literally every day, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. You know what?
Join the club.
By the way, we don't even know what we're doing the next segment. I can tell you that. Jenna Hammond, Director of Marketing here at Alesmith Brewing. Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you.
Russ, play us out, please. Not something slow. Something. He has no idea what he's playing yet, by the way. It is the Big Biz Show to go, and America Trends to go, what we like to call Biz Brew to go.
Big whiskey ball.
Wow. Russ is doing the worst version of Sweet Home Alabama we've ever heard. And you get to be a part of it. See you in a minute.
Am I done now?
No.
2 seconds? Okay.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
The only one that gets the joke.
Nobody gets it because they don't see the stupid. See, because I was struggling.
We're still laughing.
All right.
Oh my gosh, Big Biz Show to go. Great to have you along today. Amy Fuller co-hosting with us. We're going to try to bring Amy back as much as she'll have us, of course. And Peter Zion, the CEO of AleSmith. But also, as Russ's bib says, actually, that's a bag.
But for Russ, everything's sort of a bid because the world is his placemat.
We're having lobster!
Peter, so you create... we were here, by the way, when you first started Cheesesmith.
Yeah.
Cheesesmith was just a twinkle in your eye.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, the wart just went into the cow.
Yeah.
If you will.
No, actually, that's not how it works, Russ.
You take him aside later.
How did you? So you're a coffee roaster, you're a cheese maker,
baker.
You're a baker, you're a wine maker. You make bread too.
Joker.
I know you make bread. You know bread. Breadsmith is coming up next. What made you go to cheese next? Because obviously, I'm assuming you've got cows eating your spent grain, which creates milk, which brings it all back to Alesman.
I'm a hobbyist, I guess. You know, I had a wonderful time homebrewing. There's hundreds of people homebrewing in San Diego. And then when I became a commercial brewer, I lost that hobby. And the farmers that took our spent grain would bring me raw milk. And I researched, I'd only personally to drink milk. So I researched what to do with it. I love cheese. And hence, another hobby was born 20 years ago. And now, largely because my wife supports me and pushes my dreams into fruition.
I now
have a creamery about 150 feet down the street here.
Mm-hmm. And, on Alesmith Court, by the way.
Alesmith
and the
Court.
Cheese.
Because he can put anything he wants because it's Alesmith Court.
and the cheese is good. I thought it was going to be dense, but it's nice and it's
That's a queso fresco,
right? It was a fresh Latin cheese, yeah.
You go from grain to beer to wort, or grain to wort to beer, to spent grain to cheese.
Nice.
Yeah. I like the way you put that.
Okay, and so it's grain to wort to beer to spent grain to cheese.
Yeah.
The reason I say that
there's
is because...
There's a cow in there somewhere.
Well, because so there is a dairy that is assigned to you, or that comes and picks up your spent oatmeal, right?
One of two dairies we have left here in San Diego, Frank Conan Dairy. Great guy out in the San Pasqual Valley on the way to Safari Park. The cows eat the spent grain, and he gets milk, sells it to the co-op. Eventually, I'll be buying that milk and making it cheese.
Because Cheesesmith, honest to goodness, Cheesesmith is now in. Remember when he brought cheese out a couple years ago?
Yeah.
That was the infancy. He'd go home and make some cheese.
Yeah.
Right?
But now I'm making it in my commercial creamery approved by the Department of Agriculture.
So Cheesesmith is going to be a thing.
Yeah, there's samples right over here off camera for you.
You're going to be making soaps and essential oils and all kinds of things.
I tried that. I bake, I roast coffee, I make mustards.
Okay, I have to ask you this. I'm surprised
I like making lots
we
of
want
stuff.
To be his friend.
Peter Zion is with us. He is the CEO of Alesmith Brewing, and we're here in San Diego. In fact, you can go to alesmith.com. I'm sure you've seen it on the shelves.
Yeah.
Before I get to this next question, I can't believe Russ hasn't asked you yet. How many states are you in? How many stores are you in now?
I was just going to ask.
28 states, Rusty, and 6 countries. And Jesus cheese samples have now
28
appeared.
States and 6 countries.
Yeah. So that's batch number one, Cheesesmith.
Both came from the same freaking place. Freaking, is that okay? I said freaking. You missed her. Yeah, cheese in your ears.
So, here's my question.
Pass it over.
Has the world, that's fantastic. What is that again?
It's a queso fresco, a simple Latin cheese that I made on Tuesday. Much more to follow.
That's perfect.
Go ahead.
You guys don't
Where's
need
your
it.
Piece? Yeah.
Queso fresco is Russ's gang name.
Queso fresco! Don't mess with me, man.
But so the world of cannabis has taken over the investment industry.
Oh, that's true.
And, of course, there is this cannabinoid talk. When is there going to... I can't believe Russ hasn't bugged you about this.
I got a mouthful of cheese.
Has the doorbell been ringing about you creating a cannabis beer yet?
Yeah, well, it actually started when we started making that beer for Sublime and all the potheads showed up here. But
food truck just emptied out in 10 minutes.
But I don't,
the Pringles truck out back.
You know, maybe.
Are people asking about that?
Yeah.
I mean, is there
absolutely
a demand for that?
Yeah, there is.
But you have to take the alcohol out. You brew it with the alcohol in. Take the alcohol out.
How do you know this?
A little THC. I read about it on the internet.
I know. How do you know
Siri,
this?
Siri, tell me about cannabis.
Then Russ's face shows up on the deal.
But yeah, it can be done. But again, it's Bass Ackwards. There's no alcohol in there.
Peter, talk about, so industry-wise, with respect to here in San Diego, it's pretty interesting. Your culture is there's a room for everybody.
Yeah.
So, and there always has been. Mm-hmm. I mean, we broadcast at Hess Brewery. We've broadcast here. what's interesting about this thing is that you guys, there's a spirit of competition in the free market, mm-hmm. but there isn't a spirit of competition between you. You guys actually help each other.
Correct. Yeah.
You're actually brewing beer here for other brewers,
yeah.
right?
Yep, we are.
And what's the biggest reason that the ones that do leave? Are they just ass wagons? You can't work with them, or you just have to.
Ass
wagon is a technical term.
Bad management, maybe?
You know, until you really sit in the owner's seat, you really don't know the decisions that were made and what they led to. But, you know, we all have to make our place. But, you know, you're right. We call each other compatriots here. We're not competitors.
No.
When it comes to the contest, sure, we all want to win. But when we need to help each other, we do. And San Diego, I think, has really become a great craft capital because of that.
Isn't San Diego Beer Week starting now?
It does. It starts tonight at 7 p.m. We're
going
to be doing a toast. We're the viewers at 7 p.m. And we've started Beer Week. 10 days, which is a long week, hundreds and hundreds of events. We have the Speedway Grand Prix coming here. This year, it's a special treat. A race car owning friend of mine is going to park a BMW E30 M3 right here.
Right here.
1985, actual racing car.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.